In the last 6 decades, over 5 million young people in over 100 countries have participated in the Duke of Edinburgh Awards and have happy memories of helping the elderly across roads or trudging up steep hills with heavy rucksacks. Since 1993, this experience has been available to young people in the Czech Republic. The scheme, which encourages young people to become active citizens in their home countries, was introduced to this country by a Czech friend of the British royal family and has the full backing of the Czech Senate, where an awards ceremony on Tuesday recognised the achievements of young Czechs from all over the country. Joshua Singer was there.
This presentation ceremony for the Duke of Edinburgh Award, known over here as Eddie, took place in the old and prestigious setting of the Knights Hall of the Czech Senate. Over 60 participants in the scheme received bronze, silver and gold awards for up to 18 months of hard work and persistence. The awards are usually handed out by a VIP, and this year it was Princess Anne, as part of the conclusion of her official visit. Tomáš Fajkus is the Czech programme's executive director.
Since 1993, more than 30 organizations, that means schools, youth clubs and other organizations working with young people, joined the program in the Czech Republic. Each participant of the program chooses one activity in 4 sections, that means he or she does some recreational sport, some practical skills, then they do voluntary service, and at least they do common expedition, which can be in the Czech Republic or abroad. And what it brings to them, I think that they develop their life skills, which they need for their future professions, for their family life, and also for their public life.
The program's website features messages of encouragement and support from such personalities as Olympic skiing champion Kateřina Naumanová and former Czech international footballer Pavel Kuka. Though the programme has an emphasis on personal achievement and goal setting, the communal and social element is not only evident in the requirements of the scheme, but also in the vocal support by Czech official institutions and personalities, including Czech President Václav Klaus. Přemysl Sobotka is the chairman of the Czech Senate and presided over the ceremony.
In my opinion, it's a great opportunity to encounter and come to know these historic buildings. In every case, participants in the scheme reach a new horizon in terms of their skills and knowledge. The young people will come to realize that being young isn't just going to discos or listening to music or generally being idle, but it also includes doing some real work. For those who go on to study, the award improves their chances of getting into university.
Senate Chairman Přemysl Sobotka, ending that report on the Duke of Edinburgh Awards by Joshua Singer.